Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Shishi Jagannath Subhadra Balaram ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. Okay, we have to thank everybody for coming. Because as we see when we go out chanting, there's so many other things you could be doing around here. People coming from all over the world to do them, to see all the madness, and right? But they're not finding what they're looking for. Everyone's looking for happiness. And many realize that you don't find happiness outside. It's not according to, you know, what we have. It's according to, somebody has a saying that success is getting what you want and happiness is wanting what you get. Can follow that? To be satisfied. So that will come when we connect with Krishna, who's in everyone's heart and who is actually the controller of everything. So today I was thinking what to talk about, and I was thinking about Lord Chaitanya. Here we have Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Radha and Krishna. Many people, Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined. Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nahi, Anya. And he's the one who started this Sankirtan movement. He's the one who introduced, you know, chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, for everyone, 500 years ago around. And there's even other religious groups. I was talking to one rabbi in Israel, in the Kabbalah rabbi, and he was very interested, and I was telling him about Lord Chaitanya. He said, well, when was that? So I told him, and then he said, wow, that in there, also at around almost the same time, there was another teacher in their line that said, now is the time to teach everything to everybody. Open it up. It's not just for the Brahmins anymore. It's not just for the, you know, the priest, but give it to everybody, and that's what Lord Chaitanya did. Previously, the Brahmanas, the priestly caste, they were very caste conscious, and, you know, according to birth, and they thought only they could chant the names of God, and you shouldn't chant loudly, and they were very upset when Lord Chaitanya started letting everybody chant. Because he, you know, that's Krishna, and everyone is a spirit soul, everyone is qualified to connect with Krishna, and that's according to all scripture, according to Bhagavad Gita, even animals, anyone, there's no discrimination. And Lord Nityananda, who is a brother, and Balaram and Jagannath we have here, Jagannath is Lord Chaitanya, Balaram is Lord Nityananda, he was especially indiscriminate. He would just give unlimited mercy to anyone, never considering, you know, what kind of a background they have, what kind of family they have, what kind of education they have, how much money they have. None of those things count. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, as a perfect representative of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, he came, left India, came even to New York, you know, one of the world's capital. Even he was saying, Krishna, I don't know why you sent me to such a sinful place, but there must be some reason. These people, if they can hear the holy name of Krishna, if they can read the Srimad Bhagavatam, then that will affect them, that will change them. He didn't think he could do it, but he thought if he could present Krishna. So he also, this is a book many of you may know about, Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita. The character and energy of Chaitanya means living force, and Amrita means nectar, the life, undying energy. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya's name is Chaitanya. It means living force. So Srila Prabhupada, he came, and of course he introduced chanting Hare Krishna right away, told us about Lord Chaitanya from the very beginning. But then he was busy translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And at a certain point, around 1975-76, he just put all his energy to translate this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he finished it, and he said, like 1.5 years with commentary. And then he wanted it published. So that's an interesting story that happened here in Los Angeles. The BBT, the book publication, was here, and they had just organized everything in a very sophisticated way. They were one of the first, you know, using computers in book publications and everything. And they were very proud. They said, now we can produce one new book every 3 months, I think. Because Prabhupada at the time was not happy. He was translating way ahead of the production. So they were showing him around, and then he called. He said, I want to publish this entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes, in 2 months. So the managers of the BBT, their first response was impossible, which is not a good thing to say to Srila Prabhupada. So he said, he was quite disturbed. He said that you don't have any faith in the spiritual master, and impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. That's a quote from some famous person. I can't remember who it was. You can look it up on the internet. But so they got shook up, and they went, they was on a morning walk. They started discussing and how they might be able to do that. So they came up with some ideas, and they went back, and they said, I think we can do it with certain conditions. So Prabhupada listened to them. They said, we'll have to use photographs because we can't make so many paintings that fast. You know, he said, all right. They said, Srila Prabhupada, you have to stay in Los Angeles, so if there's any questions, you know, we can ask you right off. Because then there was no email, no fax even. And Prabhupada traveled so much, even telephone communication wasn't very good. So sometimes they'd send him a letter to ask a question, take a couple months to get the answer back. So he agreed to stay. So all the questions about the Sanskrit or the Bengali or anything, you know, they could ask him directly. And they worked. They called it the marathon. They worked day and night in their office, and they did it. But the last book, you know, came, they brought it to Prabhupada in Vrindavan, then like 1 week later than it was supposed to be. And he was very happy, but then he just kind of laughed. He said, you're 1 week late. So he put great importance on this book. And sometimes he said, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that's like, what do they call it? You know, it's a general education in the university, and Srimad Bhagavatam is graduate study, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate. So some devotees thought, you can't read it until you read all the other books. But they asked Srila Prabhupada, I was there in Vrindavan, can we distribute this to anybody? He said, yes, anybody who wants it. Anyone can read that. And then we found later that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, many people have read Srimad Bhagavatam, but before Chaitanya Charitamrita, but in order to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Lord Chaitanya is the personification of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's Krishna himself, but he came as a devotee, and he lived exactly according to Srimad Bhagavatam, and he preached from Srimad Bhagavatam. When we read this book, we find so many quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam. And, you know, Lord Chaitanya perfectly explaining everything from Srimad Bhagavatam. So very, very important book that should be read by everyone. So that's why I brought these here. If anybody wants, you can contact me later. We have a whole set. I'm not sure of the price, but it's not expensive. It's easy to read. It has the Bengali, if you speak Bengali. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said that time would come when people will learn Bengali just to read this book in Bengali, because it's so sweet. At the end, towards the end of his life, he was only reading this Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, this is what's giving me life. Srila Prabhupada, on the ship coming to America, it was a rough time for him. First, it was just a basic seasickness. Then the ship, you know, didn't know where he was going, didn't know anybody, didn't know what was going to happen, and he had two heart attacks. But he was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said that gave him peace, that gave him solace. That was his life. So, and the early classes we have recorded, he was preaching from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's very important. I was just reading it, and I got enlivened. We just had Ratha Yatra here. Most of you probably, who went to Ratha Yatra? Everybody? Hope so. So Prabhupada was very fond of Ratha Yatra. Since 5 years old, he was making a little Ratha Yatra festival with his friends. And that's one of the first early things he did in America, in San Francisco, start Ratha Yatra. Now it's all over the world. At the time of Lord Chaitanya, it was only in Jagannath Puri. So all the devotees from Navadvip, Mayapur, where Lord Chaitanya was born and grew up, then he was living in Puri, and they would go every year to Puri for the Ratha Yatra. Then they would stay for this Chaturmasya, these 4 months, the rainy season. And Lord Nityananda also, he went there with Lord Chaitanya in the first place, but then Lord Chaitanya told him, you go back to Bengal, because Lord, you're so merciful, you can help those people. And you stay there, don't come and visit me, he said. But then Lord Nityananda came and visited him anyway, because they were, and that was another transcendental affair. So the devotees had to walk, you know, from Navadvip, Mayapur, to Jagannath Puri. From Calcutta to Jagannath Puri is still an overnight train ride. It's maybe a 12-hour drive or something. So it's quite a long walk. I don't know, 12 or 15 days walk. And one devotee named Shivananda Sain, he was a wealthy businessman of some sort, and he would take the responsibility to organize everything for all the devotees. And that means place to stay, make sure there was prasadam, food, somebody was going ahead, cooking, getting, you know, residences for everybody, and arranging, because you have to cross many, many rivers, there's no bridges, everything had to go by a little boat, you have to arrange the boatman, pay the boatman, and there are many little kingdoms that have to pay taxes all the time. He took care of all of that so the devotees could just peacefully walk. And then they would go all the way to Jagannath Puri and meet Lord Chaitanya, which was full of, the pastimes are full of, we're just reading, and the devotee was saying there's so many loving exchanges. There's different kinds of loving exchanges. For that, you know, you can, by giving food, offering food, giving gifts, accepting gifts, revealing your mind, or inquiring submissively, those are loving exchanges. So many of them was giving prasadam and taking prasadam. Devotees would get all kinds of special prasadam from the temple. In Jagannath Puri, they cook 64 different things every day. We have a little stand there. They got a huge market inside called the Anand Bazaar or something, and just unlimited amounts of everything, 64 different preparations, sweet preparations, salty, dry, everything. And they're cooking for at least 20,000 people every day. So somebody would go inside and they would get all the nicest things, and then they would give to Lord Chaitanya. Then he would distribute to everyone else. And so many exchanges like that. Then they would have Ratha Yatra. There's many descriptions of that. And everybody that went to Ratha Yatra, you can see how amazing it was. Even now, because it's still the same. It's still Lord Jagannath. Still Lord Chaitanya is there. Devotees are all there. There's kirtan. And There are so many people watching. L.A., I think, is one of the biggest in the USA, right? But, huh? Yeah. But in some places, it's much bigger. In India, every Rath Yatra parade lasts at least 8 hours. Because the people keep coming out, they want to offer artik, and they want to offer boga and everything. You have to stop all the time. And also, there's so many wires over the road, you have to stop all the time. So it's at least 8 hour walk. And millions of people. But it's the same thing. It's devotees are chanting for the pleasure of the Lord. Lord Jagannath is very happy because that's his special mercy. It's like Lord Chaitanya, he was giving the holy name, in other words, Krishna, to everybody. In this day and age, the incarnation of Krishna is the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he gave that freely. So he's called Namo Mahabhadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namani Gora Tushe Namaha. That means he's the most merciful, the most munificent, is the way it's translated. Munificent means extremely charitable to people that don't even deserve it. You know, just giving much more than anyone deserves for no reason, practically. That's Lord Chaitanya. Giving Krishna prema. Generally, like in scripture, Krishna prema is something like it's the highest goal to have pure love of God. It's beyond, you know, all the different stages. And it's like practically impossible, step by step, to get it and take forever. But Lord Chaitanya is giving it freely. Krishna prema. Just if anyone takes up chanting, you know, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And if we give it, if we share it like he did, give it to everybody, somehow or other broadcast it, you know, take it in, then we get it even more. So, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna, Prema Pradayati, Krishnaya Krishna, Chaitanya, he's Krishna. There's no difference between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. He's not an incarnation of Krishna. Lord Nrisimhadeva is an incarnation. Varaha is an incarnation. Lord Ramachandra is an incarnation. Avatar. Everybody knows what Avatar is, right? You've seen the movie, right? It's a movie. Many people think that now. The word Avatar means coming down. It means God coming down, Krishna coming down. In English, it becomes incarnation, which is not exactly right, because carnate means a gross material body, karna, right? Karne. Krishna doesn't get that. It looks like he does, but his body is transcendental. He just comes, and he just appears whenever he wants to. Sometimes it appears like he has a mother. Sometimes he just appears like Lord Nrisimhadeva, just there he is. Or Varaha came out from the nose of Lord Brahma. Appears in different ways. Lord Ramachandra appeared to take birth, appeared to grow up as a baby, everything. Krishna appeared to take birth, but really he appeared as a full-grown Vishnu. Then he became a little baby. So he just appeared. Bam. And he disappears whenever he wants to. But he's always present. But Lord Chaitanya is avatari. He's the source of all the avatars, same as Krishna. He's different. And Krishna, any incarnation of Krishna is Krishna, but they have different purposes. The deity is Krishna. Just to go somewhere else, in the early days of ISKCON, when Lord Jagannath first appeared, that was an interesting story. And somebody found a little murti in the shop. So Prabhupada got more, and then devotees all went and got him, and they were wearing a Jagannath around their neck. And one devotee lost his, and he told Prabhupada, I lost my little Jagannath. Prabhupada said, no, he's not little. He's Jagannath. He's the Lord of the universe. In Jagannath Puri, he was speaking, and he said, he's not Purinath. He's Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. Because maybe the people there are thinking he's just our Lord, you know. But now he's appearing everywhere in the world by Prabhupada's grace. We have so many temples have Jagannath deities, But then so many homes, it's inconceivable. I've been in so many homes that have Lord Jagannath. Anywhere in the world you go, and in far backwoods or any country, and there's Jagannath in all different sizes, being worshipped and having Rath Yatras. That's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, because he just went and gave to everybody. But Twisha Krishna, he's different color. In this age, he's the avatar. And the holy name is how we manifest. And he's not the color of Krishna, but he doesn't kill. And Krishna killed demons. Lord Ramachandra killed demons. Lord Nrisimhadeva killed demons. Parashuram killed demons. Varaha killed a demon. You know, some kill many demons, some kill one big demon. But Lord Chaitanya, he didn't kill any demons. He liberated them. He forgave them. And lucky for us, he was like that. He is like that. So all of us are here, and all of us are able to chant the holy name of Krishna. And we can go out and give it to anyone else. People everywhere are looking for Krishna. Because Krishna is Paramananda. Ananda means not exactly happiness, but bliss, what everybody really wants. We want happiness that doesn't come and go all the time, doesn't depend on temporary things. Most people are seeking, you know, there's so many advertisements. Something will make you happy, or something will scare you, and then you'll be happy when you're not scared anymore, because you realize it was just a movie or just a television show or something. But everyone's fearful, actually. They're afraid of death. They don't know what's coming next. So they're interested. They want Krishna. We contact the Paramananda, the supreme bliss, and we get Ananda. And the closer we get to Krishna, the more we get it. And how to get close to Krishna? Who knows? Say it loud. Huh? Loud. Hare Krishna, all right. La Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. See, I can't really say much useful. I'm not very educated, but at least if I say Hare Krishna every once in a while, it has some value, right? And anybody, the mercy of a guru, even a lame man can climb mountains, or a blind man can see stars in the sky, or a dumb man can speak nicely. That's the mercy of the guru. Anybody can speak. If you talk about Krishna, anybody can. All you do is just talk about Krishna. We can remember something about Krishna. That's what Lord Chaitanya, that's what Prabhupada's asking everybody. Lord Chaitanya said, wherever you go and whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. And Amarai Guru Hoy, Tare Desh, you become a guru. Wherever you go, and Yare Deke, Tare Deke, Krishna Upadesh, wherever you go and whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna, something about Krishna. You know, if it's even just philosophy, you can't sometimes directly talk about Krishna, but Bhagavad Gita covers everything, and we can present all these different ideas, you know, about the past life, the next life, the karma. People are more and more interested now in these things, but they don't know so much about it. Even last time I was here, there was a TV show called Karma, right? Right? There was big billboards all over Karma. So I don't know how long it lasted. But they have that. They know. Everybody knows. And whatever you do, there's a reaction. That's Newton's law, but Newton didn't make it up. He just noticed it. For every action, there's a reaction. That's karma. Karma means action, doing something. But there's no way to do anything without having some effect. Every effect has a cause, and every cause has an effect. The ultimate cause is Krishna. So, you know, we're sometimes busy trying to find the immediate cause, but that has an ultimate cause. So until we get to the ultimate cause and connect with Krishna, all the immediate causes are going to cause us happiness and distress along the line, ups and downs, success and failure, and we get hung up in all those things, and the dualities. But when we connect with Krishna, realize Krishna is behind everything and everything's happening because of our previous activities, then we can get free from dualities, act properly, not be bewildered by all the hots and cold and all the insults and praise, and get excited when things go nicely and get depressed when they don't go nicely. That's dualities. But that, when one has spiritual vision, gets the mercy of Krishna, then we can rise above that. And it happens automatically if someone will just keep busy chanting, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Try it again. Krishna! Everybody must be tired, you know. In Bombay, if you do that, and then, you know, you get knocked off the chair by everybody screaming Hare Krishna. But don't be shy, you know. Should be shy, it's a good quality, but not for chanting. For chanting, we should be bold. So I'm hoping somebody will get interested in Lord Chaitanya and take these books home and take the shrink wrap off and read them. We go in many homes and they have all the books with the shrink wrap still on. They don't want it to get dirty or something. And it's true that they have a transcendental vibration. I mentioned that Kabbalah rabbi before. He once gave me a set of their book. It was a big box of books, and it's in Aramaic language, which practically nobody can read in these days. He said, but it doesn't matter. He said, this book has powerful vibrations, so just keep it around and it'll help you. Then I remembered, you know, that's a fact. We used to say that all the time about Bhagavad Gita, about Srimad Bhagavatam. But if you read, you know, people tell us, well, I won't read it, I won't read it. Of course, they're not going to read it if they don't have it, but even if they don't read it, it's still good to have it around, but it's much better to read it. You know, it's just like, just say, I believe in God, that's okay, but you got to do something about it. So we're not telling people to believe in Krishna, we're telling people to chant Krishna and become connected with Krishna. And naturally, you know, we believe in everything, but because everything comes from Krishna, whether it looks good or bad, it's all coming from Krishna. And it, you know, in the material world, one sense, everything is inauspicious. But if you see it, that Krishna's behind it, then it becomes good, because everything is actually helping us to realize, you know, to come to Krishna. And this world is not, you know, a place to enjoy. Krishna didn't create it for that. I remember my mother used to tell me, well, God wants you to be happy, you know. So then now there's many preachers in the many different, even in Buddhism, you know, Lord Buddha was quite renounced. Lord Jesus Christ was so renounced, if anybody tried to preach like he did now, they'd really be condemned. Give up everything, just go barefoot, don't take any food with you, go begging, tell everybody, you know, whatever happens. Not too many people want that. Rather, they're saying, you know, come to church and you'll get rich and everything will be great. It'll never rain and on your parade. You know, nobody will ever insult you. Everything will be hunky-dory. Everything will be nice, right? All you have to do is keep putting in the donation box here and send in your money. So many promises like that, especially I preach in Nigeria. Big signboards everywhere, you know, and with a picture of a Ferrari car and a big mansion and a beautiful wedding or something. Come to such and such church. Even if you had a Ferrari car, you couldn't drive it there because the roads are so bad. But, you know, you'd have to just sit in your house with it. But, you know, they still, you're going to get this. Just come to this church. And people do. They give all their money, even poor people, just thinking it's going to work. They made the church into something like a casino, you know. Come and keep giving your money and you'll get rich. You know, that's not what it's all about. That's not what. And Prabhupada said, you'd read anything, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad. Nobody said, stay here in the material world, make it nice. Get out, you know, work your way out. How to get out. And Lord Chaitanya made it easy. You know, others, there's some difficulty. You have to do many things. But Lord Chaitanya, just chant Hare Krishna. You know, but really chant, you know, give it all to Krishna. You can keep your job, you can keep your family. You can have a big house if you happen to have it by your karma, but chant Hare Krishna. You know, give up. We have to give up a few sinful activities. One time in New York, our Jayadvaita Swami, he was out walking early in the morning, and a police car came, and the policeman said, "What do you have to do to be a Hare Krishna?" So he said, "Well, you know, if you know Jayadvaita Swami, he's very clever." He said, "You have to give up suffering." The policeman said, He went and bought a book in the temple. To give up suffering, that's all. It's not, you know, but the people, the things that we give up, which are suffering, gambling and intoxication, illicit sex, animal slaughter, you know, these are actually suffering, but they think it's pleasure. So they think, but it's actually the cause of all their suffering. You know, that I had a sociology class in university, and, you know, it's all statistics, how many alcoholics there are, how many suicides, how many, you know, all these miserable things, how many divorce, how many unwed children, how many syphilis, how many AIDS now, you know, it's all suffering. If they would give up those things, their suffering would be greatly reduced, but they think that's pleasure. The Bhagavad Gita says what's day for the self-realized is night for the conditioned souls. And Hari Bilas Prabhu, when he was a very new devotee and Prabhupada came to Paris, he was reading Bhagavad Gita, so he asked him, "What does that verse mean? You know, that what is day for the conditioned soul is night for the self-realized." And Prabhupada said, "That means when they see us, they laugh, and when we see them, we laugh." You know, they look at, "Oh, look at those people, they're stupid, they're not trying to get rich, they're not trying to enjoy, you know, all the things out there, they're not going to all the new movies, and they're not, you know, going to Disneyland, and, you know, what's wrong with them? They're stupid." And when we see them running all over trying to do all those things, we think, we think those poor suffering souls, we should think we had to help them, so we chant, and we let them hear the holy name, try to bring him to the temple, you know, try to get him prasadam. We try to do something for people. Because that's what Lord Chaitanya did. That's what Lord Nityananda did. Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda out and go to every house and just chant Hare Krishna. And tell them, "Please chant Hare Krishna." That's the only thing they ask. Then Lord Nityananda never asked for anything. He said, "Just chant the holy name. That's all I ask for." And one devotee named Gadadhar Das, he would go like that. And there was one Muslim, Qazi, you know, big man. And every day he'd say, "Get out of here." "No, I'm not going to. Get out of here." So one day he was so upset, he was so tired of this devotee asking him to chant Hare Krishna. He said, "I'll chant Hare Krishna just tomorrow. Just get out of here. Just leave me alone. I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow." So this devotee became very, very happy. And he started dancing in ecstasy, and the guy said, "What are you so happy?" "I said I'd chant tomorrow," because he meant, "I'm not going to chant, you know, just leave me alone." Like most of the time, someone says, "You know, I'll buy the book tomorrow. I don't have any money now except the $20 for the movie and the $5 for Starbucks and, the $200 for the new handbag and whatever else, and I only have my credit card." And so he meant he wasn't going to chant, but he chanted. So then he said, "You chanted already." So he's very happy because once chanting, someone just once chants the holy name, they get so much benefit. Can't imagine. That's why Prabhupada called, you know, Hare Krishna. We're called the Hare Krishna people. In Australia, they call them the Haris. In some countries, they call us the Krishnas. And sometimes they call the Hare Krishnas. And maybe they have other names for us also. Sometimes the Hari Bowls, but we chant Hare Krishna. So we want people to say that, even if they say it jokingly, even if they say it like, "You stupid Hare Krishnas," or whatever. If they say it, they get benefit. One time there was two newspaper articles somewhere. One was quite favorable, but it, you know, saying that the devotees are good people. And the other one was very against us, but it said Hare Krishna many, many times. Hare Krishnas are bad, the Hare Krishnas do this, the Hare Krishnas that. Prabhupada liked that one more than the other one. He said, "This one says Hare Krishna so many times, this one is good." So, and Bhaktisiddhanta, his disciples would write articles, and he would just count the times they said Hare Krishna or Chaitanya. And if it was many times, he'd say, "Very good." And they would think, "Well, he didn't even read it." But that was how he judged it, how many times they put in the name of Krishna. That's why when I speak, I try to say it a lot, because what else? You know, you may not remember anything, or I may have said it all wrong, but at least you remember Hare Krishna, right? Krishna, Krishna. Hopefully you'll go out of here chanting and say, why that guy just kept saying Hare Krishna? Why didn't he give us some nice jokes or some nice whatever, you know? Because we don't know anything but Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, for most people, he just said, just chant Hare Krishna. And wherever he went, he would just chant and dance like crazy for hours. And people would be amazed. They would start chanting and dancing. They would go home and other people would start chanting and dancing. And this spread all over India that way. And now it's still spreading all over the world. People see us. Some people join in. Yesterday we got a few people in Hollywood joining us for chanting. In some countries, a lot of people join. You'd be surprised. In Israel, if you go on the YouTube and you put Tel Aviv Harinam, you'll be shocked. Sometimes there's more people join us, and it's on the beach, you know, so it's a little risque, but there's more people that start dancing and chanting with us than we are. And they chant for a half hour sometimes, you know. Yeah, they just join in. Many places like that, especially there, though. People think, well, in Israel, no way, but more than anywhere else, we're always, everyone that comes there is surprised. But every place we get good response, but some places more than others. And, but people just hear the holy name, even they don't pay attention to it. They benefit. If they see a devotee and they see this funny mark on the face, they get reminded of Krishna. So some people like it very much. Some people hate it because they're demons and they don't like to be reminded of Krishna. But most people, they like it. They want to know what it is. They're curious. It's our cosmetic. We saw a shop in Hollywood yesterday. It was all cosmetic and fake fingernails. And so they're so bodily conscious, you know, that they have to add on to their body, you know, and try to change it. They want to change the color of their hair, change the color of their eyes, change the color of their skin. You know, so they don't like their body. They want a different one. They're going to get a different one anyway in the next life. We should be more concerned to change our consciousness, because the external body is based on the mind. So if we have a beautiful mind and have a nice body, if the mind is filled up with Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, or filled up with Bhagavad Gita. You know, around here we have so many Krishna Leelas. We have so many books. So please, you know, take it. The temple's not, it's okay to come and just nod our head and leave, and it's good, but there's much more can be done. The more we do, the more you get. Yaya tamam prapajante, Krishna says, tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Well, as much, whatever you give, you get back. That's the law of karma, actually, but whatever you give, you're going to get back. Whatever you take, you're going to lose and more. So if we're giving to Krishna, the more we give, the more we get. Give our life, give our thoughts, you know. Manmana bhavamad bhakto, Krishna says, become my devotee. Think of me. How can you think of Krishna? Chant Hare Krishna, you're going to think of Krishna, because the name is Krishna. Come and look at the deity, you think of Krishna. You can do some service. You can take prasadam. Prasadam is Krishna. You can read about Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. So it's not like so difficult, complicated. The difficulty is the false ego. We want to do so many other things. We don't really maybe have absolute faith. But the more we chant, the more it's going to come out. The more we're going to get close to Krishna, the more Krishna will, within the heart, he promises that he'll turn on the lights. He'll let us see, you know, wake us up. Lord Chaitanya is praying, Jeev Jago, wake up. Wake up, sleeping souls, you know. There's something much better. Wake up, you know. Don't be just going around in this dream world, you know, trying to enjoy all the things. California is like one of the capitals of people trying to enjoy. You know, the illusion is very, very expertly manufactured here. Such nice shopping centers and such nice entertainment. But people want Krishna. Everybody wants Krishna, because Krishna means happiness. Krishna means the greatest pleasure. Krishna. So That's what everybody wants. They want pleasure. Everything they're doing is to get pleasure. They have different ideas what will give them pleasure, but everybody wants pleasure. So there's so much variety now. Any kind of pleasure you want, it's available very easily. And you just give your credit card or whatever, and you can get, you know, they promise you can get anything. Rule the world. Even one of the cell phone operators in Africa, their advertisement is, rule your world. If you have this phone, you have absolute control. So they show businessmen, big rich guys, they show the rock star. You can rule your world. I had one, but it didn't work. You know, it didn't work. Sometimes it didn't work even to call somebody, but I certainly couldn't rule my world. Nothing happened that I wanted it to. Nothing works, especially in Africa. Nothing works right. Everybody has that experience, but they still advertise everywhere, rule your world. You know, this will make you happy. If you have this phone, not the phone, it's just the carrier, you know. But, and the phone is a smartphone, you know, so you can be stupid, but your phone will do everything for you, right? Right? How many people have a smartphone now? Right? I have one, but I don't know what to do with it. I just use it for, I have the books. I have Prabhupada's books in there, so that makes it worthwhile. That's the advantage now. You can put the books on your smartphone so you can read. You can put all this, you know, any lectures, any kirtans you want on your smartphone. You can have everything. So it can really help you. But you have to be smart enough to use it. You have to, you know, read the book. You have to plug in and listen to the lecture, not listen to the radio or watch TV on it or whatever else it will do. And then it becomes useful. So this is special mercy in this age that we can't remember very much, but if we can remember to turn on the smartphone or to tune into the right internet channel, then we can go to the temple anywhere in the world. Actually, you can tune in and see this temple if you have internet, right? You can see many of our temples. You can just visit like that. You can hear any lecture that's going on. You can see the deities. You can join the kirtans. So it's special mercy, but we have to take advantage of it. Everything is there. Krishna is giving everything like unlimitedly mercy. We have to take it. It's not like he picks out someone and he's discriminating. It's just somebody takes it, someone doesn't take it. Never think that, oh, why is that person getting it and not me? Just take it. It's there for everyone. Just Hare Krishna. Just try it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes. It's fun, right? And if you say it really loud, you know, it's healthy. It's like in karate, they go, oh, like that. And it's good for you to breathe out everything like really hard. But when you say it, that's just physical. But when you say Hare Krishna, then it's much more. Because you can fill up your mind when you say it loud, you know. So Lord Chaitanya went out chanting publicly and he tried to let everybody hear it. So thank you very much for that much. If anybody has any question, you can ask. I don't know what the schedule is. For a couple of minutes, right? Is that right? 6 o'clock, is it? Any question? Anybody want the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Who's got a question? Yeah, Ramboro? No. Yes? The what? The background, yeah. Yeah, in 2 minutes. The background, like Krishna says, Matat Paratanmanyat Kinchedasti, what is it? Sutre Mani Ganaiva, that it's like pearls on a string, and he's like the string. It's holding everything together. You know, when you see the necklace, you don't see the string. But if somebody cuts the string, all the whatever's on the necklace falls on the ground, right? Like the first time I got arrested when I was on Sankirtan, the policeman cut my beads, and they all fell on the ground, and they were gone. That's why we have now a little screw on there. We can take them off. But Krishna's behind everything, but he's not. It's not like someone, I just read somebody said something, you know, was saying everything is already written, so just let God take over and don't worry. But we're writing it. We're writing our destiny, and it's not like Krishna writes it and then you're just stuck with it. We have our desires and we do different activities, we're getting different reactions, and Krishna's providing everything. He's arranging everything because we can't do that. He provides all the elements and all the circumstances and all the people we meet and all the different bodies we take, but it's by our desires. So the religious spiritual process changes the desire. You get the spiritual desires. Not that we don't have any desire, but we have spiritual desires. We want to connect with Krishna. We want to serve Krishna. Does that cover it or a little bit? Huh? Because I couldn't hear everything you said, you know. But that's the idea anyway. Krishna is arranging everything according to our desires. The material world is Bhumirapo Nalobayu Kamano Buddhavracha. It's earth, water, fire, air, ether. Those are the gross elements. But then there's another beyond that, and that is the living entity, that's us, who are struggling with and exploiting these elements. And they exist because of our desire to try to enjoy them and exploit them. That's why there is a material world. People say, well, why did Krishna, you know, if I was God, I would make everything really nice and there'd be no suffering, right? But he did. The spiritual world is like that, but we left. Somehow we thought, no, I want to be the big shot. You know, I want to be the master. I want to be the Lord. I want to be the center of everything. Okay, go. You can go there and try. In the spiritual world, everything is nice. There's no birth, no death, no old age, no disease. No anxiety, no, you know, it's all love, no envy, but somehow we didn't want that, so here we are. And Krishna provides it. It's all his energy. And he also provides so much facility to help us get out from it, but we have to take it. The guru can show us the door, but we got to go through the door, right? We can't say, well, no, I think I'll try another door first. That's what we know. Sometimes people ask us directions and you say, go that way and turn left, and they go and turn right, you know. So we're like that. But Krishna is showing us a way all the time how to get out. We have to take it. So that's why we're here, and that's why all these books are here, and that's why the kirtan is here especially. Join the kirtan and you'll get it. Everything will become very, very nice. All right. Thank you very much for tolerating me. And if you have any questions, I can hang around outside for a while. And I'd like to see that, you know, if somebody comes and wants some books, then I'll feel like maybe I had said something right. But maybe you already all have all the books already. Right? Is that right? Many people have them, I know. So if you do have them, please read them, you know, and read them regularly. You don't have to read like, you know, you don't have to be like at the yeshiva or something and just read all day long. But, you know, read 10, 15 minutes, half hour here and there. Keep open books around in the kitchen, different places, so you just can read a few words every now and then. Keep your smartphone plugged into the kirtans and the all those things. It's very convenient to have the books like that. Now you can get them on PDF and any kind of file you want. You can have them on your Kindle. You can have them on your Nuke. You can have them on your iPad and your Samsung and everything, you know. I've got them all over, but still many times I don't. You know, have them on the computer. You have them everywhere, right? Still, you know, we have to do it. Keep it in your pocket. You can't read it there, but it's there. Krishna's everywhere, but we have to take it, you know. Jai. Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Shishi Jagannath Subhadra Balaram ki jai. So it's time for our take. Louder, more. Hare Krishna.